Pyeongchang has expressed strong opposition after the group of seven leaders criticized Beijing for so-called human rights issues in Hong Kong, Xinjiang, and Taiwan in a joint communique. A spokesperson of China's embassy in the UK says the creation of a small clique or political bloc is not helpful in the international community for tackling common challenges. Official data shows that the combined population of all Chinese ethnic minorities in Xinjiang stood at nearly 15 million as of October 2020. This represents an increase of more than 1.8 million, or over 14% in 10 years. There are over 11.6 million Uyghur people in the region, making up 45% of Xinjiang's total population. The Israeli parliament voted to oust Benjamin Netanyahu after a record 12-year rule as the country's prime minister. The parliament approved the new coalition government in a vote of no confidence that was held on Sunday night. Yamina party leader Naftali Bennett was sworn in as the new prime minister, relegating Netanyahu to the opposition benches. Bennett had a two-hour telephone conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden following his swearing in and thanked him for supporting Israel in last month's conflict with Palestine. Biden congratulated Bennett and the new cabinet and expressed his wish to further strengthen ties between the two sides. Thousands of Israelis gathered in central Tel Aviv on Sunday night to celebrate the end of Netanyahu's rule. Russian President Vladimir Putin's commented on his country's relationship with the United States during an interview on U.S. TV. Putin will be meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden this week. In the wide-ranging interview, Putin called former U.S. President Donald Trump an extraordinary individual, but added that he can work with his successor, Joe Biden.
He's a colorful individual. You may like him or not, but he didn't come from the U.S. establishment. He had not been part of big-time politics before. And some like it, some don't like it. But that is a fact. President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He has spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics.
Putin laughed off Biden's comments from March, calling him a killer, saying that he's used to criticism and that it's part of American culture. Data from the U.S. Labor Department shows that Americans are quitting their jobs at the highest rate in at least two decades. According to the Wall Street Journal, this trend has added challenges to companies trying to keep up with the economic recovery. The report shows that the share of U.S. workers leaving jobs was 2.7% in April, a jump from 1.6% a year ago. That's the highest rate since at least 2000. Job turnover has been attributed to several factors, including people spurning a return to business as usual, preferring the flexibility of remote work. While employers suffer from high turnover costs, labor economists say churn typically signals a healthy labor market as individuals gravitate to better jobs. Chinese authorities have announced a plan to guide the wandering herd of wild elephants in Yunnan province to an appropriate habitat. The animals have trekked around 500 kilometers over the past month from their original habitat. Huawei's launched an upgraded and expanded training center on emerging technologies in East Africa. Based in Kenya, the revamped center will also be a knowledge hub on the latest technology in mobile networks, fiber networks, energy solutions, and integrated telecommunications infrastructure. The center started operations in 2008 and has trained over 7,200 people across the region. Novak Djokovic has won his 19th Grand Slam title after fighting back from two sets down to beat Greek player Stefanos Tsitsipas in the French Open final. The world number one will have the opportunity to move level on 20 titles with his great rivals when he defends his Wimbledon crown later on this month.